there. Good morning. My name is Lulu, and I was looking to speak with the owner of PMEE International, if I can.
That would be me.
Oh, very good. How are you this morning, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So the company I'm with here is Local Splash. We are a premier Google Channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing. And we, you know, we did have a position become available on the first page of Google for your keyword searches there in your area. And I'd love to share that with you and speak with you in terms. Yeah. Are you familiar with the first page of Google, the local map? If not, I'll explain it. I'll explain it. It's no problem. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little example here. Let's say, for instance, you're far away from home and you need to get to an auto parts store. Okay, you don't know where one is. What we usually do is we'll go on our phone and we'll put auto parts near me, and a little map will pop up, and below that are two or three top recommended. Does that somewhat ring a bell?
Yep.
Specific restaurants, best Italian restaurant near me, little map, yeah, just like that. So that's how this would work for you. So when your clients out there are doing a search, you know, when they're looking for any of the services you provide, your company will pop up above your competitors, and your clients will also call you directly all day. Now, I see, do you do a lot of the sprinkler system installation as well, or?
No.
Just the lawn care then, right?
Yeah, just the mowing and stuff.
And the maintenance.
The sprinkler stuff requires a plumbing license, so I don't
know. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Different states are all different. Wow, that's something else. Interesting.
Yeah,
thank you for telling me.
In the state of Oregon, yeah, the only thing in the state of Oregon that doesn't require a general contractor's license or a contractor's license is lawn mowing and lawn care service.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Boy, they really got some strict rules, don't they?
They do.
Darn.
It's just their way of getting money from people. That's all it is.
You know what? I was going to say it, but you're right. You're right. Are you anywhere near Westland?
No.
You're not? Oh, okay. I just had some family move up to Oregon, to Westland. I haven't been there yet, but I'm looking forward to going. It looks so beautiful, my gosh, you know, especially right now with all the fall and the leaves falling off the trees. I keep seeing so many pretty pictures, yeah.
I mean, it's only a 15 or so minute drive from here. I'm up in Sandy, Oregon at the base of Mount Hood.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, that's close then. Yeah, wow, that's wonderful. Nice, yeah. Oregon's beautiful, a lot of trees. Now, as far as your, I'm looking now at your Angie leads, how's that one coming along so far? How do you like it? I know.
I've got mixed reviews there.
Yeah.
I mean, I am getting the leads, but I'm paying for everyone, even if they don't turn into a job, so that's
yeah.
The frustrating part.
Yeah, but they send that darn lead out to so many different people, you have no idea. They tell you just two others besides yourself, but, yeah, I have to beg to differ on that one. I hear about it a lot, you know, a lot.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, and that's from you guys, you know. That's from you business owners, that tell me that, you know. So, yeah, it's tough. It can be quite costly, but with Google, your clients are calling you directly. No third party involved whatsoever. Now, I know you're doing lawn care and mowing lawns, okay? How much longer do you think that till you get snow?
We don't get snow up here very early at all.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
if we
my
do,
gosh.
If we do, it's like maybe two to 3 inches, and then melt off within a day or so. So the grass grows all year round, except for in the summertime. It gets so dry and warm that, and there nobody has irrigation up here, so it just kills everybody's grass in the summertime.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So
okay.
The off season for everybody else is the busy season around here.
Oh, so the winter season is busy for you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's interesting. Boy, you just taught me something else, and I've been doing this for a long time. Oh my goodness, I love it. Thanks for letting me know that. I really like that. So, is this company new? Are you fairly new in business?
No, since 2015, but I'm just doing this particular service new.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. I can put you in for a new in business rate. That's why I asked. I'm going to put you in for a new business rate.
Yeah, I've been in business since 2015. I was doing like professional services, like project management and estimation services for companies.
Okay. Okay.
And it got to be so overwhelming that I didn't want to get any bigger than just myself, and so I decided to keep doing it.
Oh,
I was working
okay.
my regular day job and then 60 hours a week doing that on the side.
Holy smokes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I started to get burnout. So I'm doing this business because I'm trying to grow it so that I've got two kids at home.
Aww.
Two adult children that are out doing their own thing, and then two kids at home, one high schooler, one junior high. And this is the perfect type of business to started up and get established so that as they transition out of high school, they've got some place they can go to work and living and survive.
Isn't that nice? Good for you. You're a good dad. That's really super nice.
Kind of hand this off to my two boys when each of them turn 18, they each get a trailer and a mower and all the stuff to do.
Yeah, that's super, super good. That's so nice. Wow. I like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my older son that he lived in Medford, get him to do a trailer and do it over there as well because he does BLM firefighting in the summertime.
Oh my goodness.
And then doesn't have anything to do in the winter and they get a little bit more snow over there, but they still get quite a bit of rain during winter, so they still have quite a bit of grass and lawn service stuff that goes on in the winter time over there as well.
Right. Oh my goodness, that's awesome. Boy, that's wonderful. What a good father. And it sounds like your kids are growing up good. I like that. You did a good job.
We tried.
And you still are. Yeah, you and mom. Yep, exactly. So with this particular company in your lawn care business, how far are you traveling perhaps in a mile radius for new potential clients?
I try to stay in no more than 50 miles.
Okay. We can get you listed. Are you doing any commercial?
I'm sorry?
At all? Are you doing commercial along with the residential?
I do want to do commercial, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what Google will attract. You know, it's both commercial and residential. The Angie leads, that's more so of a residential service. They used to be called Home Advisor. Well, they're still Home Advisor and Angie's List, but they own each other,
right.
You know, or Home Advisor, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's one company.
Yeah, that's been a frustrating thing too, is because they're still doing all the transitioning for all their support software. They bring you live, and you start getting customers before you even have all your information and put it into the system.
You know why? They want to start charging you.
Exactly. So I put all my stuff on hold. I've only been doing it 3 days, but I put it on hold and I said, listen, I'm not paying $25 per person and having people call me when they don't even know what my hours of operation are or what my
rates
are, what areas I cover, none of that.
Dang, that's insane. And you signed up 3 days ago, you said?
Yeah, I went live.
What day did they take your money?
They took my money on the Monday. On the 18th, and I went live. I got my first person on the 20th, and I went out and did a site visit, and basically they're shopping me is what they're doing.
Of course. And they have price shoppers.
And she's like, well, how do you know they're shopping you? I was like, because if I was doing that and nobody was charging me to send that out, I would be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And if I would do it, everybody else is going to do it.
They know it over there. They know.
Yeah.
Home Advisor knows because so many people experience the exact same thing. throughout the entire U.S.
And I'm not a huge fan, and I've already spent the money, so the money.
Well, you're not stuck. Yeah, but you're not stuck.
Well, no.
You have 3 days, 72 business hours to make a legal decision on what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah. So I'm debating on whether I should cancel it because.
Well, you don't have much time left.
I had a business for 14 years and I never advertised once. So it was all word of mouth.
Yeah.
I was very successful. Mm-hmm. But because I'm not from this area, I'm fairly new in the last 3 years, not mm-hmm. very many people know who I am. So
right.
it's really hard to get that word of mouth started. Once I
right.
get a few clients, that especially people that have been around a while, they'll spread.
Right. It will. Yeah. It will spread in time. It takes time. So what's your take on listing your company on the first page of Google? How would you feel about that?
I really need to get the name out, but I need a website. I don't have a website.
We can maybe help you with that.
I built one myself and ran it and paid $200 a month for it. And I was crazy busy. I was going out every night after work, doing estimates and inspections for professional services and things
right.
like that.
And
it was crazy. But I wasn't getting enough work to even to make a difference on what I was paying out for the fee and the service for the website.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, when we list a business on the very first page of Google, okay, we want you guys listed on a professional level, and that's what earns and generates good paying clients, you know? So, when you pop up on the very first page, like I said, we want you guys to look professional. So let me just explain this portion here. It is a month to month with no contracts, unlimited calls coming in directly to you. And what I can do here for you, I didn't get your first name. What is your first name? I'm so sorry.
Chris.
You sound like a Chris. That's awesome. And I'm Lulu. I could get my director to pull up the details and apply a new and business rate for you. And if you like what you hear, then we'll go from there. How's that sound?
Sure.
Okay. I sent it over to Stephanie already. Here she comes. Let me see. Hang on. Okay. She's going to hop on, Chris.
Hi, good morning. Am I speaking with Chris?
Yes.
Hi, Chris. My-